sense.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名, 我们开始第二节的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll begin our second session today.
啊, 唱诗,
sing him.
59首。
59.
再回来看诗篇的90篇。
Let's go back to Psalm 90.
诗篇的90篇。
Psalm 90.
我们先来看12节。
Now we'll look at verse 12.
求你指教我们怎么数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。Verse
12. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
摩西基于他对人生的认识，从十三节到十七节，他有六个愿祷。Moses
has six requests between verses 13 and 17.
这是因为他对人生的一种认识。And
these are due to his understanding and recognition of life.
我们常常在祷告中对神有很多的祈求。Often
we have a lot of requests to God in our prayers.
但请问。 我们什么时候曾经求神赐给我们智慧？
Now, let me ask, when have we asked God for wisdom?
这位神人，他向神第一个祈求，就是求神让他得着智慧的心。The
first request of this man of God was that God gave him a heart of wisdom.
首先，我们要了解信仰是什么。First,
we have to understand what faith is.
信仰是一段旅程。Faith
is a process.
这一段旅程可以用距离来计算，可以用时间来计算。And
you can count this process or this journey with either distance or time.
比方说，从这里到旧金山要多远？
For example, how long does it take to get from here to San Francisco, or how far is it?
有的人就说大概350英里。
Some people say about 350 miles.
那有的人说大概是六七个钟头。
Some people say about 6 or 7 hours.
所以这个计算的方法不太一样。
And so their method of measurement is a little different.
那信仰这一段旅程，如果从以色列人来讲，
Now if we talk about the journey of faith from the point of view of the Israelites,
就是从埃及地一直进到迦南地。
You measure it by going from Egypt to Canaan.
这一段旅程大概几千公里。
And this journey was probably a few thousand miles.
但是以时间来算，
But if you count it based on time,
其实他们第二年就已经走到迦南地的旁边。
Actually, by their second year, they already had reached the land of Canaan.
但是后来他们竟然走了四十年。
But they ended up taking 40 years to get in.
是因为神把这个旅程加长。
And that's because God added to this journey.
为什么？
Why?
因为神觉得他们需要还在操练。
Because God felt that they needed more training.
所以求神指教我们怎么数算自己的日子。
So teach us to number our days.
我们从信主开始，一直到我们回到天国为止。
From the time we believed in God to the time that we'll enter heaven again.
这是一段旅程。
This is a journey.
有的人三十年。
For some people, it takes 30 years.
有的人60。
For some, 60.
有的人90年。
For others, 90 years.
所以每一个人的旅程不一样。
So everybody's journey is different.
但是要把这一段旅程从开始走到结束，最重要的是什么？
But what is the most important thing when you walk this journey from beginning to end?
最重要是智慧。
The most important thing is wisdom.
我们想想看，出埃及的时候，二十岁以上的男人算一算有多少？60万。
Let's think. There were actually 600,000 male Israelites who left the land of Egypt.
但是走了四十年。
But after 40 years,
真的进到迦南地有几个
？How many of them actually got into the land of Canaan?
60万里面只剩两个人。
Out of the 600,000, only two.
我们如果看圣经的描述，当他们看到红海分开，神显大能力，大家是何等的高兴。
If we look at the Bible's recordings, how happy were all the Israelites when they saw the water split at the Red Sea and they crossed the Red Sea?
我们在埃及做了400年的奴隶，终于自由了。
We had slaved in Egypt for over 400 years, now we're finally free.
我们要迈向神应许给我们牛奶与蜜之地。
We're about to head to the land promised by God, the land flowing with milk and honey.
我们不必再敬拜埃及的偶像。
We no longer have to worship the idols of Egypt.
我们要敬拜那给我们世界尊荣的独一神。
We will worship the true and only God.
大家欢喜快乐，凭着感恩的心出来。
Everyone was joyful and had a heart of thanksgiving when they left.
但是经过40年。
But after 40 years.
全部都倒在旷野死了。
Every one of them had died in the wilderness.
为什么
？Why?
摩西形容这一群人叫做小孩子。
Moses called.Moses called this group of people children, infants.
什么叫做婴儿？
What are infants?
他没有智慧。
They have no wisdom.
他不懂得分辨。
They don't know how to discern.
他没有判断力。
They have no way to judge.
所以在旷野很多的困难当中，一个一个倒下去。
So throughout the many difficulties in the wilderness, they fell one by one.
而没有办法抓定出埃及最重要的目的就是要进入迦南。
And they had no way to grasp hold of the most important reason that they left Egypt, which was to get into Canaan.
今天我们仔细看。
Today, if we look carefully,
我们教会有多少人洗礼？
How many people are baptized in our church?
在洗礼的当中，洗礼的人当中，
and out of those who are baptized,
有多少人得过圣灵？
How many have the Holy Spirit?
有看过异象？
Have seen the visions?
体验过神迹？
Have experienced miracles?
体验过神的恩典？
Have experienced the grace of God?
那是何等的高兴？
How happy are they?
在台上见证，甚至流下眼泪来。
And they shed tears as they testify up here.
但是这一群人在哪里？
But where are these people?
好多人已经倒下去了。
Many of them have already fallen.
已经走不下去了。
They already cannot walk any longer. Why?
缺乏智慧。
They lack wisdom.
这是主要的原因。
This is the main reason.
所以今天我们要求神让我们有智慧。
So today we have to ask God to give us wisdom.
让我们能够度完这一段日子。
So that we can continue and finish this journey.
信仰的旅程有很多的挑战。
There are many tests and tribulations in the walk of faith.
那我们看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 106.
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalm 106.
诗篇历代零六篇从十四节开始
Psalm 106 from verse 14
一直到四十节
to verse 40
这里记载几个旷野地的挑战
These talk about some of the challenges in the wilderness
也是以色列百姓没有办法走完旷野路的原因
There are also the reasons that the Israelites were not able to finish the walk of the wilderness
因为在挑战中失败
Because they failed in these challenges
我们今天来看这些挑战对我们代表什么
Today let's look at what these challenges represent for us
第一个挑战
The first challenge
十四节
Verse 14
反倒在旷野大起欲心，在荒地试探神。
But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert.
第一个挑战，欲望太多。
The first challenge was that they wanted too much.
他们不是控制欲望，而是被欲望控制。
And they did not control their lust, but they were controlled by their lust.
英文翻作 lust.
Lust
再翻回来就是一种不好的欲望。
And lusts are basically wants that are no good.
是超过圣经教训的一种欲望。
These are wants and wishes that surpass the teachings of the Bible.
那为什么说试探神呢？
Why does it say they tested God?
因为他们一直求。
Because they continued asking for these things.
说神难道可以给我们这肉吃吗？
God, can you give me meat to eat?
其实神大的神地都行得出来，红海都可以分开来啊，肉给他吃还有什么困难
？Actually, what challenges does God have? He can split the Red Sea. He can give you meat. This is easy.
玛拿都可以降下来，肉给他吃有什么困难
？He can rain manna from heaven. How difficult could it be for God to give you meat to eat?
所以当他们在埋怨神可以给我们肉吃吗？这个叫做试探神。
So when they complain, can God give us meat to eat? This was testing God.
十五节。
Verse 15.
神将他们所求的事给他。
And he gave them their request.
所以不是我们祷告的神都会成全。
So it's not that everything we ask God for, he will fulfill.
有时候神我们祷告神也不会成全我们祷告。
Sometimes when we ask God for something in our prayers, he doesn't necessarily fulfill it.
因为神知道这对我们不一定是好虽然我们觉得是好。
Because even though we think it's good, he knows that it's not good for us.
但是如果你一直祷告，禁食祷告，一直求下去，神说好吧，就给你吧。
But if you keep praying for it, you keep fasting for it, then in the end, God will just say, "Fine, I'll give it to you."
但这不一定对我们好。
But it might not be good for us.
所以十五节下面说，确实他们的心灵软弱。
So verse 15, but sent leanness into their soul.
我看英文的翻译很有趣啊 ，leanness 就是瘦。使他们这个里面那个灵性很瘦。
It says leanness, which means that in their spirit they were thin, they were skinny.
你有没有看过那日本人在摔跤
？If you ever seen Japanese people wrestling?
那个摔跤要称体重的。
Oh, those sumo wrestlers have to be very heavy.
这个相同的体重分一类。
And they will split them up by their weight.
你如果像我们这种体重去。把它分到那个最重一摔，大概摔到多远去了
？If you take one of us and then you go wrestle with a sumo wrestler, he'd probably shoot you out of the arena.
瘦就没有力量。
If you're skinny, you have no strength.
拳击也是要算寸体重的。
And 拳击
打拳击。
When you box, they also have to split you by your weight category.
如果瘦瘦的人跟分那个很胖的人一拳打就抛出去了。
If you put a skinny guy with a heavy guy in the boxing ring, he will punch you out of the whole of the ring.
所以这里神把他们这个不合理的欲望成全了。
And so God gave them, he fulfilled their request that wasn't right.
但是他们的心灵却因此变成软弱。
But because of this, then their spirit, their faith became weak.
所以不是我们欲望能够满足过得很快乐，这个就好是好的。
So it doesn't mean that just because our request can be fulfilled and we can be happy, that means everything's good.
如果我们天天在满足肉体的欲望
，If every day we are enjoying this satisfaction of our flesh,
灵性越来越软弱
，and our spirituality is getting weaker and weaker,
我们不如控制自己的欲望
，then we can't control our own wants.
使我们灵性能够刚强，这样反而更好。
We should control our own wants so that our spirituality can be strengthened. That's even better.
但是这需要有智慧。
But we need wisdom for that.
智慧从哪里来？
Where does wisdom come from?
主耶稣就是我们的智慧。
Jesus is our wisdom.
所以今天我们要走这个天国路。
So today, if we want to walk this walk of heaven,
我们做每一个决定都要用主耶稣的标准来再一次来检验。
Every decision we make has to be based on the standards of Jesus Christ.
是不是主耶稣要我们这样做？
Is it something that he wants us to do?
我们来看马太福音。
Let's look at Matthew.
马太福音的二十四章。
Matthew 24。
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24。
三十七节。
Verse 37。
二十四章三十七节。
24 verse 37.
挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。三十八节。
38。
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，只等到洪水进方舟的那日。三十九节。
39。
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去了。人子降临也要这样。这个地方主耶稣两次讲人子降临也要这样。
Here Jesus says twice, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
啊，要像挪亚的日子。
Just as the days of Noah.
挪亚的日子，人怎么过日子
？How did people live in the days of Noah?
人照常吃喝嫁娶。
They ate and drank and gave in marriage as they continued to do.
吃喝有没有错
？Is there anything wrong with eating and drinking?
圣经说，神赐给我们饮食饱足。满心喜乐。
The Bible says that God gives us food and drink so that we can be joyful, we can be fulfilled.
这是神的恩典。
This is the blessings of God.
嫁娶有没有错
？Is there anything wrong with marrying?
婚姻是神设立的。
Marriage was instituted by God.
婚姻是神祝福的。
Marriage is blessed by God.
但是为什么描写挪亚世代的人照常吃喝嫁娶呢
？But then why does it say that in the days of Noah, the people ate and drank and married and gave in marriage?
就是他们生活的重点。那个好像照相那个焦点就对准吃喝嫁娶。
It means that what was important in their lives, just like the focus of a picture when you take a picture of the camera, this was their focus. These were their values.
如果没有照相的经验
，If you have experience in taking pictures,
不是现在这个傻瓜相机，你用这个自己去调的。
Not these regular cameras or cell phones, but like the professional cameras.
当你调一个人的这个脸很清楚的时候。
With manual focus, and when you have to focus to see of somebody's face clearly,
常常他周围的环境是变成模糊的。
Often, then everything else in the picture becomes blurry.
因为你的焦点对准这一个人的脸。
Because your focus is that person's face.
当我们的生活重点对准吃喝嫁娶。
When the focus of your life is in eating and drinking and marrying.
我们对属灵的事情就不知不觉。
Then you will become. Then the things of the spirit will become a blurry to you.
因为你的心不在那里。
Because your faith is not there, your heart is not there.
所以你就没有感觉。
So you don't feel anything about
it. 这个就是危险的开始。
And this is the beginning of danger.
为什么
？Why?
挪亚有去传警告啊。
Noah also warned the people.
洪水要来了。
The flood is coming.
他边造方舟边传警告。
As he built the ark, he continued to warn the people.
但是对当时的人来说
，But to the people,
虽然有听到，但是没有那个注意。
Even though they heard, they were not aware.
因为他的心不在那里。
Because their hearts were not there.
是在吃喝嫁娶。
Their hearts were in eating, drinking, and marrying.
所以今天
，So today,
我们要怎么来过生活
？How should we live?
要相当的谨慎。
We have to be watchful.
如果生活的一些内容变成我们生活的重点
，If the contents of our lives become the focus of our lives,
我们的灵性就越来越软弱。
Our spirituality will become weaker and weaker.
所以有时候我们不要羡慕人生活水准高。
So often we should not admire or envy somebody whose status in this life is very high. Why?
因为生活水准高，灵性又很好，这个是最好，但是这很少。
Because it is the best for you to have a good status in this life and also to have high spirituality, but it's very rare to find somebody like this.
生活水准刚开始高的时候，大家懂得感谢神。
When somebody starts to live a better life in this world, then of course everybody thanks God.
但是提高久之后，灵性就往下退。
But once you stay up there for a long time, your faith will begin to recede.
所以一个最保险的生活方式。
And so the lifestyle with the best guarantee.
最有智慧的生活方式。
Is the lifestyle with the best with wisdom.
就是主耶稣的生活方式。
Is the lifestyle of Jesus.
主耶稣，我们看人怎么描写他。
What did people say about Jesus?
说他又吃又喝。
They said that he ate and he drank.
说他是贪食醉酒的。
贪食。
贪食，喜欢吃又喜欢喝酒。
Oh, and he liked to eat, he liked to drink.
为
So why did Jesus eat and drink?
其实在天上他是丰富的。
Actually, he has everything he wants in heaven.
那为什么他又吃又喝？
Why did he eat and drink?
因为在吃喝的场合接触了很多的罪人，要把这些迷失的人带回来。
Because in eating and drinking, he came into contact with a lot of sinners who he could bring back since they were lost.
今天，如果神的国在我们心中实现，
Today, the kingdom of heaven is in our hearts.
我们是一个满足的人。
We are a satisfied person.
当一个人心灵满足，
When somebody's heart is satisfied,
对外面物质的需求就减低，
then his wants for everything else around him becomes lower.
你就可以过得很简单的生活。
And you can live a very simple life.
但是当一个人的心灵如果空虚，
But when somebody's heart is empty,
人就有两条路可以走。
Then he has two ways he can go.
第一个，从外面寻找刺激。
The first is to find something to stimulate himself from the outside.
照常吃喝嫁娶，这个就是刺激。
Which is to go eat, to drink, to marry. These are stimuli.
第二个，
the second,
就是寻找神里面的满足。
Is to find satisfaction in God.
但是绝大部分人当心灵空虚的时候，生活觉得很乏味的时候，都是往世界跑。
Most people, when their hearts feel empty, they run to the world.
而不是用那个心灵的空虚来去回想是不是我的灵性有问题。
Instead of taking the emptiness in their heart to reflect, is there something wrong with my faith?
所以主耶稣就是我们的智慧。
So Jesus is our wisdom.
我们要把我们的家庭带往哪一个方向？
What direction do we have to bring our families in?
我需要智慧。
We need wisdom.
所以有时候我们常常发现感情跟理性冲突。
So often we find that there's a conflict between what we think and what we feel.
谁不愿意自己的儿女生活很舒服？
Who doesn't want their children to live a good, comfortable life?
因为我们爱我们的儿女。
Because we love our children.
但是我们的理性告诉我们。
But then our minds tell us.
这是一个极大的试探。
That this is a great temptation.
这个会让他们灵性软弱，如果不是非常的警醒。
This will cause our faith to become weak if we are not careful and watchful.
所以我们要用智慧来面对这个挑战。
So we have to use wisdom to face this challenge.
这个整个社会的文化就是往这个方向走。
This is the direction that our entire society is going in.
我们要知道为什么社会往这个方向走。
We have to know why is society going in this direction.
因为他没有神啊。
Because they have no God.
他没有属灵的满足。
They have no spiritual fulfillment.
他没有永生的盼望啊。
They have no eternal hope.
所以除了追求这个，不然他要追求什么？
So besides pursuing these things of the world, what else are they going to pursue?
但是我们是有神的人。
But we have God.
有内在满足的人，
we have internal satisfaction.
是有永生盼望的人，
we have eternal hope.
如果我们随波逐流，
if we just wander like them,
我们的智慧在哪里？
Where is our wisdom?
如果把我们的家庭带往那个方向，
if we lead our families into that direction,
他的信仰软弱了，
and their faith becomes weaker.
我们不是有责任吗？
Don't we have responsibility to them?
所以人生的挑战不一定只是生病或失业。
So the challenges of humans are not just being sick or not having a job.
当你样样都有的时候，
when you have everything,
当你有能力过奢侈生活的时候，
when you have the strength to live a good life,
那是极大的挑战。
That is a great challenge.
请我们用智慧来做决定。
Please use wisdom to make your decisions.
我们再回来看诗篇的106篇。
Let's go back to Psalm 106.
诗篇的106篇。
Psalm 106.
16节。
Verse 16.
诗篇的106篇16节。
Psalm 106 verse 16。
他又在营中嫉妒摩西和神的圣者亚伦。17节。
17。
地裂开吞下大丹掩盖亚比兰一党的人。18节。
18。
有火在他们党中发起有火焰烧毁的恶人。这个16节到18节在记载有一批人啊旷野走不完。
Verses 16 to 18 talk about a group of people who could not finish the walk of the wilderness.
为什么走不完？
Why not?
简单说，因为人的因素。
Very simply, because of the envy of men.
就是他看摩西啊，越看越不顺眼。
Which is that when they saw the more they saw Moses, the more they were not satisfied.
我们都是住在埃及的。
They thought we all lived in Egypt together.
如果你一个人跑到上面去说你要带领我们
，How come you by yourself run up there and say you're going to lead us?
你骄傲。
You're proud.
没有办法顺服。
And you cannot be submissive.
对摩西不满。
They were not satisfied towards Moses.
不做，是神在引以色列百姓出埃及。
Yes, it was Israel. It was God who was guiding the Israelites.
但出埃及记也说，神叫摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及。
But Exodus also says that God told Moses to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
是神用摩西。
It was God who used Moses.
不是摩西讲要用自己。
Not Moses who said, "I'm going to use myself."
但是以色列百姓没有看到这一点。
But the Israelites didn't see that part.
所以到最后，神替摩西见证。
So in the end, God testified for Moses.
地裂开。
And the earth was opened.
大丹亚比兰一党就吞到里面去了。
And it swallowed Dathan and covered the entire faction of Abir.
这一群人就从旷野地就消，从旷野的旅程就消失了。
And they just disappeared from the journey of the wilderness like that.
今天，
Today,
如果你问一些没有来教会的。
If you ask some people who don't go to church,
我想有一部分人甚至有很高的比例是因为对人不满。
I think there, you'll find a high percentage of people who don't come to church because they're not satisfied with people,
或者对教会不满，
or with the church.
所以到最后都没有来教会。
So in the end, they don't go to church anymore.
我们需要思想一件事情。
We need to think about one thing.
为什么我们来教会？
Why do we come to church?
如果教会是俱乐部。
If the church were a club,
好像那个有人去参加那个二十四小时那个健身的俱乐部
，like how some people go to 24-hour fitness and it's a club for them.
啊，你觉得这边的这个人，我们不顺眼，那你就跑到另外一间去吧。
And you feel like I don't really like the people here, then you just go to another club.
这是俱乐部啊。
It's a club.
你可以自由跑啊。
So you're free to move in and out and go wherever you want.
你喜欢就好
了。As long as you're happy, then everything's good.
但是
，But
如果你身上有癌症，
If you have cancer,
只有一间医院能够医你，
and there's only one hospital that can heal you.
你到了那间医院，
and you go to that hospital,
你发现那里面的人你真的不喜欢，
and you find you don't like the people in that hospital.
你会不会去？
Would you go?
你还是去？
You would still go.
为什么你会去？
Why would you still go?
因为只有医院能够医你，
because only that hospital can heal you.
你不去你就死了。
If you don't go, you'll die.
你去就活了。
If you go, you'll live.
所以去与不去就是死跟活之间的选择。
And so going and not going is a matter of life and death.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
有罪的人就是病人。
Those who have sinned, they are ill.
病人才需要医生。
And it is the ill, the sick, who need a doctor.
医生在哪里？
Where's the doctor?
医生在教会里面。
The doctor is in the church.
在主耶，所以我们教会有赦罪的权柄。
So our church has the ability to forgive.
有神的同在。
It has the abidance of God.
因此，我们加入教会最重要的目的是要得个人的救恩。
And the goal of adding to the church is to save souls.
如果有另外一间教会也有赦罪的权柄。也是进天国的一条道路，你就不需要来这里。
If there were another church that had the authority to forgive sins and was another way to heaven, you don't need to come here.
但是我们知道，
But we know,
耶稣的身体只有一个。
There's only one body of Jesus.
不错，是耶稣救我们。
Yes, it's Jesus who saved us.
但是耶稣是借着教会救我们。
But Jesus saves us through the church.
所以有时候人跟人意见不同，稍微摩擦。So, 我们还是不能离开教会。
So sometimes we have conflicts with other people or different opinions, we still can't leave the church.
因为你信耶稣的目的就是得救，救恩就在这里。
Because your goal of believing in Jesus is to be saved and salvation is here.
这个就是最重要的。
This is the most important thing.
我们需要有智慧来看清楚。
We have to have wisdom to be able to see this clearly.
所以常常对教会不满的人，到结果都是不好的。
So the result of people who are consistently not happy with the church is never good.
如果我们已经完全了，
If we are perfect,
我们来教会会带给教会正面的帮助，
then we would bring positive impacts to the church.
但是如果我们不完全，
But if we're not perfect,
我们不完全的教会就对别人会有一点负面的影响，
then this imperfect church will have some kind of negative influence to other people.
那怎么办呢？
So then what?
我们要爱心互相的包容。
We have to bear with each other with love.
如同别人包容我们的缺点。
Just like others bear with our weaknesses.
这样我们教会才能够彼此很和睦的相存在一起。
And in this way, our church can exist with each other in harmony.
使我们往天国路一直走。
To walk together towards heaven.
所以我们在处理人际之间的问题，一定需要有智慧。
So as we're trying to solve interpersonal relationships, we have to have wisdom.
你来教会为什么？
Why do you come to church?
这一点要抓住。
We have to grasp hold of that.
那你就可以超越人，进到神的面前。
And then you can surpass people and come before God.
如果这一点没有抓住，
If you don't grasp hold of that,
还没有进到神的面前，你就跌倒了。
Then you will fall before you come to the presence of God.
因为你被别人绊倒。
Because you've been, you stumbled because of someone else.
但是这并不等于我们是义人。
But it doesn't mean that we're righteous.
因为有时候我们自己也绊倒别人。
Because sometimes we cause others to stumble too.
所以以色列百姓走不完，是因为人的原因。
And so the Israelites were not able to finish their walk because of people.
We have
to learn wisdom from Jesus.
And
then we can continue to walk forward.
Let's look at
Psalm 106.
诗篇106篇的19节。
Psalm 106, verse 19.
他们在何烈山造了牛犊，叩拜筑城的像。20节。
20.
如此将他们荣耀的主换为吃草之牛的像。20节。
21.
忘了神，他们的救主曾在埃及行大事。22节。
22.
在寒地行奇事，在红海行可畏的事情。23节。
23.
所以他说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中。原文做破口，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他就把他灭绝了。这里在记载为什么有一些人倒在旷野死了。
This records why another group of people fell and died in the wilderness.
因为他们在何烈山下拜金牛犊。
Because they made a calf in Horeb and worshipped it.
这个有什么影响呢？
What impact did this have?
20节。
Verse 20.
将荣耀的神变成吃草之牛的像。
They changed the glory of God into the image of an ox that eats grass.
这是神不能接受的。
This is something God cannot accept.
神是荣耀的神。
God is a God of glory.
当撒拉佛在天上赞美神的时候，
When the seraphim praise God in heaven,
圣哉圣哉圣哉，
Holy, holy, holy,
整个殿的根基震动，
Then the earth and the heavens shook.
圣殿充满着荣光，
And the temple is filled with the glory of God.
千万的天使在神的面前敬拜他。
And thousands of angels worship God before him.
他是荣耀的。
He is glory.
但是当一个人用金来造金牛犊，
But when somebody makes a calf out of gold,
不错，金很宝贵。
Sure, gold is expensive.
但是他的形象是牛犊。
But the image is that of an ox.
是吃草的。
Is an ox that eats grass.
如果有一个小孩子很可爱，
If there were a child that were cute,
你说啊，这个小孩子很可爱，像我家的哈巴狗。
And you say this child is cute. He's like the dog in my house.
你是一种侮辱。
Then you are dissing him.
虽然他很可爱，
Even though he's cute,
你不能用狗来形容。
You can't talk about him like a dog.
神是很荣耀的神。
God is a God of glory.
但是当我们用有形的东西来代表神。
But when you use an animal like this to represent God,
我们已经把荣耀的人降低成为比人还卑微的这个牛。
You're taking the glory of God and you're bringing him all the way down below the level of humans to an ox.
这是神不能接受。
This is something God cannot accept.
所以好多人被神杀掉。
So many people were killed by him.
今天金牛犊是什么？
Today, what is this ox?
可能我们没有家里没有那个有形金做的偶像。
Maybe we do not have idols made of metal at home.
但是主耶稣说，
But Jesus said,
你们不能够侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve both God and Mammon.
一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
One person cannot serve two masters.
这个就告诉我们金牛犊今天是什么。
This tells us what the golden calf is today.
就是侍奉两个主，另外一个就是金牛犊。
Which is that when we serve two masters, that other thing is your golden calf.
不错，钱很重要。
Sure, money is important.
我们踏出家门，每一分钟都要钱。
And we need money every second we are out of the house.
但是，
But
神的恩典也会供给我们生活的需要。
The grace of God will, is sufficient for our daily needs.
但是如果我们把钱在生活中提高跟神一样，或者比神更重要。
Now if we take money and we raise it to the level of God in terms of importance,
我们的信仰就会走不下去。
Or even greater than God, then we will not be able to continue walking in our faith.
我们就会软弱。
We will become weak.
我们就会倒下去。
We will fall.
所以我们要非常的谨慎。
So we have to be extremely careful.
什么叫做信仰成熟的表现？
What is the show of a successful faith or a mature faith.
讲一个重要的就是节制。
The Bible says that you are watchful.
节制 self-control.
I'm sorry, you have self-control.
有时候人想到节制就想你到 all you can eat 的时候有没有节制。
There are some people, they measure their self-control by how well they do at buffets.
要看看你有没有结圣灵的果子。
And they look, are you bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
当然这也是一个方法。
Of course, this is one way.
但是更重要不是那个。
But more importantly,
我们对世界的追求有没有节制？
Do we have self-control in our pursuits of this world and the things in this world?
当我们对世界的追求已经影响我们的信仰，我们跟神的关系。
If our pursuit of this world has already influenced our relationship with God,
我们做了什么决定？
What decisions have we made?
是一直感谢神一直下去呢?
Can you continue thanking God like that?
啊，还是有一个节制。
Or do we have to have self-control?
这需要智慧。
We need wisdom for this.
啊，所以有时候我们常常看到教会有一些弟兄姐妹。
So sometimes we see brothers and sisters in church.
虽然在世界上也有一些成就。
Even though they are rather successful in this world.
啊，但是你看他信仰上非常热心。
But you see that they are very zealous in their faith.
属于神的时间他一定给神。
That what time belongs to God, they give to God.
所以你看，虽然世界很忙，做圣工聚会什么都不会没有缺到。
So even though they are very busy in the world, they still are here every time they're supposed to be.
这就是一种智慧。
This is a type of wisdom.
所以不要一直羡慕别人在世界上很成功。
So we should not continue admiring how successful people are in this world.
因为那可能是我们信仰成长的绊脚石。
Because it could be the stumbling block of our faith.
要羡慕一个人懂得。节制。
We should admire somebody who knows self-control.
这样他的信仰才能够不断的成长。
That way their faith continue to grow.
这是一种智慧。
This is a type of wisdom.
我们再来看。
Let's go back.
106篇。
Psalm 106.
24节。
Verse 24.
他们又藐视那美帝，不信他的话。25节。
25.
在帐篷中发怨言，不听神的声音，所以对他们起誓，必将他们倒在旷野。旷野地很难走。
The walk of the wilderness is very hard to walk.
但是为什么有的人能够走下去?
But how come some people were able to walk it?
因为他们坚持一个盼望。
Because they had a faith, a hope.
我们要得到那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
That we will get that land of flowing with milk and honey.
我常常很佩服一些做医生的信徒。
I often admire a lot of doctors who are also members.
有人算给我听啊，从大学毕业哦，他在读四年，然后分科又几年，又实习又几年。为了做医生，大概投入十几年在那里。
That they have to go to undergrad, and they have to go through all these years of graduate and med school. That just to become a doctor, they have to go to school for so long.
他头脑里面有一个念头，我要做医生。
And because they have a goal in their head that I'm going to be a doctor.
所以很辛苦啊。
And so it's very tough.
一切什么娱乐什么都可以暂时抛开，我要达到那个目标。
That they can temporarily put aside all kinds of enjoyments because they're going to get that goal.
今天我们人生的目标在哪里
？Today, what is the goal of our life?
那一块美地。
Is that beautiful land?
美到你没有办法形容。
The land is so beautiful you can't even imagine it.
那是福地。
It is a land of blessings.
是牛奶与蜜的地方。
It is a land flowing with milk and honey.
那是安息的地方。
It is a place of rest.
在那里没有重担，没有忧愁。
Where there are no burdens and no worries.
那是神所同在的地方。
It is a place where God is.
这个就是我们人生的目标。
This is the goal of our lives.
如果你确定了这个目标
，If you are sure of this goal,
再苦的信仰生活，我们都可以走下去。
No matter how difficult your life is, you'll continue to be able to walk.
这个叫做智慧。
This is wisdom.
懂得在很多很重要的事情当中分辨什么是最重要，什么是次要的。
To know how to discern what is important and what is not in the midst of all kinds of things.
使我们能够坚持我们的目标往前迈进。
So we can be strengthened and be able to walk towards our goal.
最后
，finally，
我们看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 106.
39节。
Verse 39.
这样他们被自己所做的污秽在行为上犯了邪淫。40节。
40.
所以神的怒气将他们发作，将憎恶他们的产业。以色列百姓走到旷野旁边，犯了大罪。
When the Israelites were walking in the wilderness, they committed a great sin.
就是犯了淫乱的罪。
Which was that they sense of sexual immorality.
所以三十节，腓尼基哈起来刑罚恶人，故逆才止息。
That's why in verse 30, Phinehas has had to stand up and intervene for the plague to stop.
因为神是忌节的神。
Because God is a jealous God.
今天我们青少年最大的挑战是什么？
Today, what is the greatest challenge for our youths?
淫乱。
Sexual immorality.
我们看现在的大众传播。
Today, we look at what media is broadcasting widely.
那个影片上一片一片一直播下去。
And they continue to broadcast these one scene after another.
里面充满着色情跟暴力，这样一直洗脑下去。
Everything you see is in media is filled with either sex or violence.
洗到最后，年轻的一代对罪已经没有感觉。
And it continues to brainwash our youths until they have no feeling or sense of that this is wrong anymore.
良心已经麻痹了。
That their conscience has already become numb.
当一个人良心麻痹，他已经离罪不远了。
When somebody's conscience has become numb, they are not far from sin.
这是最大的挑战。
This is the greatest challenge.
所以好多人为什么离开教会？
So why do many people leave church?
有很大的原因是淫乱。
A A big reason is sexual immorality.
他不敢回来,
that they're afraid to come back. Because every time they hear the sermon, then they feel the sin.
离开神就没有罪恶感,
when you leave God, you have no sense of sin. But that is dying in the wilderness.
所以我们需要智慧,
so we have to have wisdom.
在很多的挑战当中,
that throughout all these different challenges, we can continue to walk closer.
使我们能够走到迦南,
so that we can walk to Canaan.
这样人生叫做成功,
this is success.
唱诗,
let's sing him.
第几首, 忘记了,
which hymn?
452.
452.
Seated. We'll
now kneel down and pray to conclude our morning services.
Let's
pray.